Heritage Radio Network is at the James Beard House today for the Southern Wing Showdown, which is presented by Springer Mountain Farms and produced by Taste of Atlanta. So we can't wait to taste some wings and most of all to talk with the amazing chefs who are here today. Right now we're speaking with Daniel Doyle, the managing chef partner at Pugin's Porch in Charleston, South Carolina. Hi, Daniel.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Thanks for being here. Daniel's a Charleston native, and he's been cooking at the James Beard House since 2012, so we're going on year five. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We also have Thomas Marlowe, executive chef at Charlotte, North Carolina's Mimosa Grill. Hey, how's it going, Thomas?
Hey, guys. It's going good. Thanks for having me today.
Cooking a few wings today, right?
Lots of wings.
So Mimosa Grill is one of the top 100 restaurants in America in 2015 by Food Service Magazine. Incredible achievement. Congratulations on that. We also have from Savannah, Georgia, Zach Schultz and Brandon Whitestone from Cotton and Rye. Welcome, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Zach and Brandon met actually while working at the James Beard award-winning restaurant Chef Allen's and partnered to open Cotton and Rye in 2010. Is that right?
2014 we opened.
Oh, 2014. Yeah. All right. So it's newer than we thought.
Yep.
But pretty established, and congratulations on being here and being part of the Southern Wing Showdown today.
Thank you.
So I'm going to hand the mic over to my co-host, Hannah, to start us off with a few questions and get us in the spirit for wings.
Okay, so this is for everyone. What would you say are the top wings or wing tips for cooks who are making them at home? Do you want to start?
Sure. I would say get a good thermometer, make sure they're cooked all the way.
It's important for poultry.
Yes, and definitely use a deep pot. Only fill it about halfway with oil and watch out for splattering because wings hold a lot of moisture, so they'll definitely explode.
What's the temperature that you're looking for? Are you going to 165?
Yeah, you want to hit 165. If you like a drier wing, go to like 180.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of grilling in the summertime, so not trying to overcomplicate something. Just get a nice sauce. If you don't like it too spicy, you can add a little bit of butter and butter it out and baste the wings as they get a little bit closer to that 165 mark on the grill and just kind of let it be what they are. Like, you know, it's supposed to be like kind of a guilty pleasure food and it should just kind of be that way. Like, you don't have to overcomplicate everything. So
I would say one of my biggest tips would be to brine your wings. I really enjoy a light brine, you know, very simple, salt, sugar, water, you know. And then also I like to do a quick smoke on them. It's quite simple flavor profiles. Don't overthink it. Kind of like what Thomas was saying, and make sure you cook it all the way as well.
So is this anybody's first time at the cooking at the Beard House?
Yeah, it's mine.
Yeah, Zach and mine as well.
So this then is for Thomas and Zach and Brandon. How does it feel to be cooking here for the first time and also to be part of the Wing Showdown? This is a little bit of an unconventional kind of event for the Beard House. And, you know, do you feel like you're breaking new grounds?
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. You know, you get off the plane, get shuttled. Some guy loads your luggage onto a cart, pushes you out the door, loads you in a taxi, and you don't even know where you're going to begin with. Like, you're supposed to meet all these guys, and you don't know where anybody is at, and the taxi cab driver's yelling at you, like, where are you going? And you're trying to figure it all out and stuff. And you're trying to make sure that all the food that you brought, I mean, we traveled with all the food today. So just some of the things that we're bringing from the Carolinas to be able to showcase at the Beard House that were really important for me to bring. So, you know, it's a really unique opportunity, and we're really glad to be a part of it. So,
yeah, I mean, it was definitely nerve-wracking for us, I think. You know, like he said, the biggest thing is shuttling all your food. I mean, coming from Georgia, you know, you put everything in a cooler and give it to the people at the airport and hope when it arrives here, you know, the coolers are still cold and everything's good.
Did anybody yell at you when you guys showed up?
No one yelled at us.
We usually have a warmer welcome.
It was definitely interesting because I didn't realize my carry-on was broken until we got here, so he had to strap one of the coolers to his carry-on and then carry mine so I could carry the other box. And
oh,
then
wow.
Nice.
We made the poor choice of trying to go through a revolving door like that.
So I usually write like a little love letter to the TSA agents that I know they're going to inspect my bag. So it's like, please, like, this is important. I'm going to New York to cook at a dinner. Like, you can Google it. You can look it up. Like, but please, like, if you have to unpack it, understand that it needs to be packed the way you found it. They never look. They usually bury the letter underneath it and then put their little letter of, like, we check your bag on top. And you're like, yeah, great, thanks. You know, my peaches are all smashed up, but it's all right. Aww. We got enough to make it work, so it's good.
All right. Well, thanks for nothing, TSA. Well, I'm glad you all made it here and on time and not, like, in the middle of a crazy snowstorm or anything. But welcome to the Beard House and to New York City, and congratulations for cooking here for your first night. And how are things in the kitchen right now with so many chefs back there?
Everything's smooth. I mean, we did most of our prep yesterday, so mm-hmm. we had heard that the kitchen was pretty small. So we're very prepared, and it was pretty easy today.
What was your vision of the kitchen, and is that what you found when you came in?
Yeah, it's exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Good.
But I've worked in smaller, and it's you can make anything work. So we're happy to be here.
Awesome. So we have a question for Daniel and Thomas. We're going to ask you, if you can, to try to define Carolina wings.
Well, defining... Well, North Carolina and South Carolina are very... I grew up in North Carolina, and I have restaurants in South Carolina. So I would say barbecue or wings, they're very distinctly different. In South Carolina, I would say, if you're going to say, what's the style of South Carolina? I would say, like, hickory smoked with maybe some hard oak with more of a mustard-based barbecue, like mustard vinegar, like a mustard sweet style. And I'll let Thomas jump in North Carolina. I'm sure he's going to go in a different direction, you should.
I'm like a big wing connoisseur. I think in like the thing that a lot of guys will do is they'll either like fry them or they'll smoke them, like Daniel was saying, and then they'll really turn up the temperature to get like an outside crispy char onto it. It's kind of opposite than like a buffalo wing. I grew up in Rochester, so I take wings really seriously. But at the same time, like, I think that's kind of the thing that you'll see a lot. I mean, I don't know if that's specifically to North or South Carolina or any region, but just kind of getting that char on there is kind of the next step.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the char. Like tonight, my wing has got some good char to it. If I'm not going to fry it, if I'm going a different direction, I'd do like a smoke then a grill. I don't like doing like smoke and then fry. I feel like it takes away a lot of the flavor. So if I'm going to smoke it in any capacity, I don't touch a fryer with it. Although I do love a classic fried wing, though, by all means.
So, Thomas, since you are from New York, from the North.
North Country, yes.
What are do you think that you're bringing some of that spirit to your restaurant beyond the wing cooking?
No, I'm kind of lucky to be in Charlotte because it has such a unique opportunity, and it's like so much different. The first time I ever went down to Charlotte and looked up at the sky and it was blue, and I was like, oh, because Rochester, I think it's like 290 days of gray and rain. So I think I take a little bit more influence from the Carolinas than I ever do of home. So,
mm-hmm. And what about you, Brandon? You're from the Northeast as well, right?
Yeah, I grew up in New Hampshire. So, I mean, chicken wings up there are kind of the way they are in New York. They don't bread them. I mean, they're just kind of hot buffalo-style wings. That's really all you get.
And would you gentlemen ever consider wings to be haute cuisine?
If Daniel cooks them, yeah.
It's a nice compliment.
Yeah, I mean, I think anything can if it's done properly. You know, there's a lot to be said for taking a simple ingredient and cooking it correctly.
I think what he means is sometimes I have a tendency to overthink things. So my dish today has several components. And then I'm thinking, how am I going to plate this by myself for 80 people? So we'll figure that out.
So at this point, I'd love, and maybe starting with you, Daniel, if we could go down the line and if you could give us, again, the name of your restaurant and a little bit of the spirit of your restaurant or restaurants, and how that has led you to create the dish that you're making tonight. Describe the dish for us. Tell us a little bit about that inspiration.
Okay. That's a lot of questions. But so both restaurants, first restaurant's named Pugin's Porch. It's the longest running restaurant in Charleston. It's been open since 1976, single family owned. It's in a house, you know, so this type of setting doesn't really, it's not surprising to me at all. Running up and downstairs, dumb waiters, that type of thing. It's super classic, you know, low country style, seafood driven restaurant. The other restaurant we have is Pugin's Smokehouse, and I guess an easy way to describe that's kind of like a chef-driven barbecue concept. So ideally, when I go to things like this, or I try to represent what the restaurant's about, because I don't want people to come to, like, say, like I did at James Beard in 2012, and I felt like I went away from what the restaurant actually was. And then if someone actually came down, they'd be like, well, that's nothing like their dinner was. So ever since then, I've decided if I try to do something that's very similar to what you would see in the restaurant. So the wing I'm doing is basically without, you know, added some components to it, but as far as the wing itself, it's basically exact wing I would do at the restaurant. We marinate it the same way, use the same exact rub that we used. You know, we grill it as well. We have the succotash that I'm doing on a different dish at the smokehouse. So it's a smoked peanut, like boiled smoked peanut, black-eyed pea and butter bean succotash with a little bit of like a house barbecue sauce. I'm going to use a little bit of char shishito peppers in there. And then I'm going to finish it with pickled mustard seeds and a mustard frill. So it's very similar. It's kind of like a melding pot of both restaurants. So one restaurant's, you know, a little bit, I don't want to say fancier, but I can't think of a better word right now. Yeah, refined. Thank you, Thomas. He's a good cis man so far. It's a little bit more refined. And so it's kind of like I'm taking both restaurants and making a dish that could work at both of them, you know. So taking components from both restaurants and turning into one dish is kind of the idea.
Nice. That sounds amazing. Thomas, how about you?
I am the executive chef at Mimosa Grill in Charlotte, and Mimosa's been open since 1994. So obviously Charlotte is kind of a boom town, so it's really growing pretty steadily. So it's really important to realize that Mimosa is kind of the heart of the city. It's been there before everything, and it'll be there much later as the city continues to grow around it. So we're located right in the center city, and we're really fortunate to kind of be in that little hub area where, you know, we were kind of on the left side of Tryon on in Uptown down in Charlotte, and now we're kind of more center focused. So same as Daniel, we serve these wings with the slaw that we're doing today at the restaurant. I think it's important if someone, a lot of people come down to Charlotte because of the financial districts that they're pretty associated with in New York. So it's kind of an interesting thing to try to get them there, and they can get it if they really like it. And the other thing that we're doing is just a little summer salad. So tomatoes just came up about last week, and peaches and a little candy pecan, just to kind of give a little bit of a Carolina taste to New York City.
Amazing. And finally, last but not least.
So we're partners in Cotton and Rye, as well as a second restaurant we just opened called Sugarosa that's currently in its fifth week. So it's a little nerve-wracking being up here.
It's amazing that you're traveling right now.
Yeah. Our other partner, Kimberly's down there kind of manning everything. But Cotton and Rye is kind of the restaurant that we're representing here. Our concept is to use everything kind of within the borders of the United States. We don't necessarily go hyper-regional to Georgia. But we just kind of vary things based on what's in season around the country. So everybody thinks of Savannah and it's fried chicken. So we do fried chicken thighs on the menu. We use more or less the same recipe for our wings. Kind of brought that up here. We serve like a spicy honey on the side with the chicken thighs. So we're going to be tossing our wings in that. And we're going to do a little bit of sumac and garlic and chipotle morita powder tossed on there. And we're serving it with a succotash. We do our own bacon down there, so we brought some of that up here, which was nerve-wracking to fly with for sure. Some local speckled butter beans from down there as well, and a little bit of fresh corn.
That sounds delicious. This is kind of inspiring. You know, tonight everybody who comes in for this walk-around tasting is being part of the Southern Wing Showdown, but it's actually a pretty cool inspiration for the Southern Wing road trip that I am now planning to take. Yeah. So maybe a new like honeymoon plan for me. Well, I want to say thank you to all of you chefs for joining us today, and we're really looking forward to getting a taste in a little while, and wish you all the best in the rest of your prep time. So thanks again to Chef Daniel Doyle, Thomas Marlowe, Zach Schultz, and Brandon Whitestone.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate it.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. We'll be back after a short break. Once again, you're listening to Heritage Radio Network, recorded tonight live at the James Beard House in New York City. We'll be back very soon.